The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope. Before this show is over, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Why are you listening? That would be the question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care about that. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here we go. Here it is. Get ready. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? You got people listening to this show from all over the country, all different walks of life, who love the Lord Jesus Christ. What can we combine all of our faith together to pray for you about? That's the question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or a response, don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out and give us a call. That's right. Just like the old commercial. Just reach out and touch somebody. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Aww.
So nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. Did you miss me on Friday?
Yes, I did.
Was it a little slower of a
yes.
day? Okay.
Yep. This show's always fun, so it was a little bit slower Friday.
How
was your longer weekend?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, and I'm going to be really honest because you guys know I'm just like, just blah, out there. So Friday was almost excellent, and then about halfway through Noelle's work, called her. She ended up being on the phone for 3 hours and had to go in on Saturday. So we feel as though we were a little bit ripped off there. Just a little. It's all right. We're not, you know, we didn't complain much. We didn't complain to the Lord at all. We complained about things, but not necessarily to the Lord. So we're going to try and figure that out again because we ended up getting about a day and a half out of
right.
that whole thing, which was terrible because it was supposed to be 3 days down. And we were laughing because in the first day, we're like, now all we need is to decompress like this for about 3 or 4 days.
and then she had to work Saturday.
Then she had to work the next day. And she spent 3 hours on Friday working. It's just like, okay.
So the it kind of evened out. You had an off day on Friday, and then it got taken.
Yeah.
Back.
And then I got caught up in what she was there in project, so that part was real. I mean, we got stuff done, and that's great, but we are not satisfied where we are at, so we will petition the Lord yet again, just in case you're wondering. That doesn't mean that people praying for us didn't work. We had wonderful time together. We just happened to really enjoy each other and our time together. We don't even have to be doing the same stuff together as long as we're in the same room. That's kind of how we are. So that's just sometimes you get that and sometimes you don't. And so what we got, and we need to get back to it. So we'll just being forward about that. So for those of you that prayed, keep praying because we definitely need our time. I do want you to be aware if you want to reach out and call us, you can do that. It doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt. And you don't have to sound great, be smart. I've already messed up 5 times in this first 3 minutes. I mean, just, who cares? I mean, that's no big deal. Here's the bottom line. Right? You and I are doing what we can to move forward in the Lord. And we are making some really great strides. Around us are a lot of winds and waves and things that you just want to go, ooh. But that can't stop us and it can't replace the hope that we have that's set before us. We are going to be at the Feast of the Lamb, and we are going to be dancing on streets of gold with unlimited joy and grace and mercy, kindnesses, happiness, I mean, satisfaction beyond anything we could even conceive of. That is what we hang on to. Our citizenship is not on earth. We are not citizens of the earth. We are citizens of heaven and the new heavens and the new earth. That's where our hearts are at. So in the meantime, if you need prayer, you can reach out and call us. You don't have to call if you're feeling like, call, that phone thing, I don't know. I mean, it has been around for a while, but I don't know. That's okay. You can text us, although you probably have to use your phone. Our text number, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. So you can also do that. Additionally, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org. Okie dokie artichokies. So I don't care if you're in San Diego where it's 11:38, if you're in Denver where it's 12:38, Dallas where it's 1:38, or in Detroit where it's 2:38, you can reach out to us by calling us, by texting us, or by using email. Any of those would be supercalifragilistic. Excellente. I don't know where that came from. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you didn't stumble over the words, though.
No, I got that. I got that right. I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. Listen, I love doing this. So as soon as I do it, I'm like, ding. I'm good. I'm just telling you. I just love it. All right, now. Whoa. Okay, wait. Here it is. We are in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we are at a very pivotal moment at verse 3. What? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. So I'm going to back it up, run it through from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, and go right into verse 3. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We talked about that last week, about being strong in grace. So many people want to be so strong in so many things. Hey, you know what a great idea is? To be strong in grace. That's a great idea. Verse 2, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, we have somebody on the phone, and we're going to get to them in a second, but I want to leave you with this point, and then we'll have that person pop on. But listen to what I'm saying. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to be talking about. In the meantime, somebody is on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Rito in sunny San Diego. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. Sunny San Diego. So you guys are done with the rain, right? The rain is
well,
gone.
That's what I'm hoping, but we got some cloudy skies, so we got to cross our fingers right now.
That's awesome, brother. Awesome. All right, but it is sunny in San Diego. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. Absolutely. How can I help you, my bro?
Hey, I just wanted to share an experience we had yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about how we're all just doing what we can to in this career of following Jesus and being his disciples.
Yep. Fire
so
away.
I just want to share that yesterday we had a marriage couple service at church, and it was wonderful. You know, you get to see and listen to a lot of people that have been married for a long time walking with the Lord, and guess what? We all still need to be working on it.
Absolutely. That is absolutely. You know what? That's a great, great point. And did that point really impress upon you and really touch you and go, hey, this is a continual learning to love and loving to learn kind of scenario. Is that what you keep?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Keep going.
Exactly what happened. You know, you would think that people that have been married for over 40 years had it all together, right? But guess what? It's different. They're still working on it.
Still.
And the Lord is blessing them, opening their eyes and enlightening them with the word. And, you know, we just keep pressing on. So just as a reminder to everyone that's listening, you know, just keep working on it.
That's an excellent, excellent word. I got to share with you. You'll just love this. So one of the things that we talk to people about from time to time is, in the beginning of relationships, men and women do various things and different, but ultimately to win one another. Then once they're won, once you have one another, you don't stop winning one another. You keep going. In fact, if that's what got you to the honeymoon, that's what keeps you at the honeymoon. You keep it fresh by continually winning one another with what you've got to bless each other, to love each other, to serve each other. Noelle and I do this outgive thing. We try to outgive each other because that puts us in a position of always taking care of one another. That's the mindset that we have. It's an excellent reminder, and that is a phenomenal, phenomenal word that you shared.
Amen. Amen. Well, hi to everyone, and thank you for the show, David. You're awesome.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You see, we'll typically say awesome sauce, but we don't really have a sauce. We need like an awesome sauce. All right, we'll figure that out later. See, Noelle thinks it's the Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce, but no, I don't know. Okay. I'm still working on that. Okay. All right. Excellent call. Super awesome. Oh, and you're always welcome to call. That's one of the great things about it. All right. Let's get back to the text. I want to make sure we stay on target. It's very important that we hear what this is because I don't want you to miss any of this. This is one verse, this is the kind of verse, and this is the kind of mood I'm in. I could do this for a really long time. I'm not going to, but I could. Listen to this. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You have to endure it. You have to share it. Actually, the Greek word in there could also be share, you know, share with one another the hardship, which is really another awesome way to approach it. Here's the dealios, and I just want to say it really well. And just think that call is a perfect, perfect Holy Spirit-led setup for exactly what we're going to talk about. The idea that we have to endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, this scripture is a direct reflection on the Christian walk's character, like our character and our walk. The journey is not a cakewalk. Look at your salvation, done for you. That part is it. But that part has been done. But now God is making you look like Jesus and reflecting Jesus Christ, and that ain't a cakewalk. Okay, let's just be honest. Everything, you know, when you first get saved, you know, it's not like, you know, things go your way for all, but not everything goes your way all the time. It is, in fact, a walk of warfare. If it's not a walk of spiritual warfare, then you need to take about 7% of the entire New Testament and toss it, which is like, what? This is a journey that we're on. Listen to what I'm going to say to you. Between light and darkness. between good and evil. It's not between positive and negative verbiage as much as it is between biblical truths and lies. That's the fight. And as the Lord grows us up, and as we become more and more mature, and as we reflect Jesus Christ more and more in everything and in every way, we learn to endure hardships like good soldiers. Now, I have not served. I've worked with many, many people that have. And I will say that I have never met any of them, and we're talking hundreds and thousands. I've never met one single soldier who said everything we did was super easy. There was nothing really complex at all. We were never inconvenienced. Everything was just fantastic. Every day was just like eating cake. I have never come across that, nor do I suspect I ever would. Well, if that's true in this warfare, in our lives on the earth, how much more between this ultimate war between good and evil, between God and everything opposed to God? See that? That's huge. And so what I don't want to do is have us miss the importance, the criticalness of not being discouraged by being encouraged. When you got to go through some stuff, let it be a quick reminder you're on the right path. You're doing the right thing because the Lord is working with you, perfecting what you're lacking in so that that mirror of Jesus will just be that much shinier than it was before. That's so cool. All right. That's cool. All right, take a deep breath. Excellent first call. Way to start the week, by the way. And I'm going to do a trivia question, and I'm going to tell you right now, we have a different style of trivia question coming this week. Dave, are you feeling brave? We're going to give a passage, and then we're going to give you three locations for where that passage is, and you have to tell me where the passage is located. Ooh. Whoa, good play right there. Nice job, Jacob. Here we go. Your first passage, the first time we're doing this. Here we go. Ready? Jesus wept. Is that John 11:35? Matthew 14:26 or Mark 12:12? Jesus wept. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Ooh. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. I will tell you, the projects we're working on are really close. Okay, so two projects are 1 week away. Third project is 3 weeks away. I'm very excited, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. In the meantime, on the website, we haven't put those up yet, but there is awesome stuff up there to encourage you, strengthen you, primarily to help you draw closer to the Lord, because that is everything you need, period. Period. You just need more of the Lord. Well, if the earth had more of the Lord, it wouldn't be the disaster it is. Thank you. All right, so you get to check out on the website our passage, though, for those that want to donate. Now, you don't have to donate, but if you can, that's cool. You get a tax deductible receipt at the end of the year. Consult your accountant, as we are not accountants, but we will also not give you a whistle or a jelly or even a Lamborghini. You're giving it unto the Lord, just like the children of Israel did when they brought it before the priests. That's how it goes. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he's decided in his heart, not reluctantly, never, not under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Check it out on the website. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That might be my third favorite one. I really love that. I love the, you know, you can't touch this. That's like the best, right? And then
the basement one at the Alamo is just so funny. Just, I'm sorry. And then that one is just a legend, you know.
I'm waiting on the carnival one. That's my favorite one.
Okay. Oh, that's right. We have fun. All right, so here's your trivia question, then we're going back into the text. I'll say it again, give you a chance. So we're doing this a little different, so you got to think, okay? There's a passage called Jesus Wept. It is in the Gospels. Is it located on John, the address, is it located John 11:35, Matthew 14:26, or Mark 12:12? Challenging there, huh? Jesus wept. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. This reminds me, just so you can know, okay. It reminds me, there was a survey, and they were asking Christians when they came out of church if they knew any Bible verses. They weren't even having to give the address. And the person who did the study said, not a lot of people even thought about Jesus wept. It's two words. I probably should remember that one. Anyway. Okay, we do have somebody that's calling in. I think they will probably want to answer the trivia question as best as I can tell. I'm going to wait for Jacob to give me the signal that either they're buying everybody in the entire audience brownies or they're going to answer the trivia question. He's going to tell me one of the two. Are they trivia answering? Yes, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
735.
Hello? Who am I talking to?
It's Donald.
Hey, how you doing?
Having a good day.
I'm good. I'm glad you're having a good day. So I'll set it up for you, and you can hit it out of the park for me, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. That passage, Jesus Wept, is it located at John 11:35, Matthew 14:26, or Mark 12:12?
John 11:35.
That is correct, sir! You are correct! Excellent job. Excellent. And it's, you know, it is short, so it's good for people to be able to remember that one. You should remember Jesus Wept. Now, I have to ask you this because I love asking this question. Do you have a sense as to why Jesus wept?
At Lazarus' death.
Yep. But then who else was hurting with Lazarus?
His sister.
That's right. The sisters were bawling. They were crying. And Jesus made that connection and said, these guys are hurting. Isn't that powerful?
That's right.
Excellent job. Excellent job. Excellent phone call.
We enjoy your program. We like to listen to you each day when I'm out with the radio.
Thank you. That's very, very kind of you, and I greatly appreciate it.
Now, what was your name?
David. I'm David Spoon. Dr. Dave.
David, very good.
There you go. Thank you, brother.
And David was a man of God after God's own heart.
You know, I want to say to you, my parents named me for that purpose, but my parents, I was born and raised Jewish, and my parents didn't.
That's okay. That's a good thought. So enjoy the program, David.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I want to say they named me after a king. No, they didn't. So now all my kids are named that way, just my parents didn't do that. Okay, let me go back to that. All right, so here we go. So this next verse I'm going to have to wait on because it's more complex. It has to do with people getting involved and entangling themselves in the affairs of this life. I'm going to save that for next week because I think it's a better deal to do it and give it a lot more time. But let's go back to what I'm talking about in regards to enduring hardship. I don't want you or me or any of us to think, gosh, we go through hardship because God's just mad, 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 mad. Okay, that's not true, all right? What the Lord allows, he uses because of his gracefulness, because of his mercy, he uses it to weave things into our lives. Does it mean that while you're going through it, it feels fine all the time? No. But then again, you're not supposed to live your Christian life by your feelings, because if you ever had a bad fast food meal, you don't feel the love of God, but it doesn't change the fact that God loves you. So those feelings can be deceiving. It's not you don't ignore your feelings, but they are not the lead. The lead is the truth. and the truth. And people say, well, the lead should be love. Well, it has to be the truth because the world has redefined love to mean things that God never intended. So it's got to be truth. And the truth is God has never forsaken you. He will never abandon you. He will never give up on you. And when you are going through a tough time, that is the time to lean in, not go and hide and cover yourself with some kind of clothing. That's the fact of the matter. And you, I know you think, well, I know, but I don't want to disappoint him. And God knows you don't want to disappoint him. But the key in this is to remember that he is omniscient. He knows everything. If he knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning, he knew what you were going to not do great, but he also knows and knew what you would do great. And he picked you because he loves you. Just, you know, that's a truth. Just stand in it. If you are in San Diego, if you are in fact, Denver, or if you are in Detroit, hang out with us. Go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's a great way to do that. Hit the Listen Live button. If you're in Texas, listening on the radio or KAAM app, hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch! Ouch! But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is, and this is just too... And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way: "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking."